这时候就请郭牧师上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目是：你会兼顾那剩下的吗？
Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名来向大家来问安。
The title of our message is taken from verse 2.
我们今早信息的题目是取自第二节。
Will you strengthen the things that remain?
你会兼顾那剩下的吗？
What can we strengthen the things that remain?
我们能够来兼顾什么？那兼顾什么？余下剩下的呢？
Because the warning from the Lord is that are ready to die.
那因为从主所给我们的这样一个警戒是这些都将要就是死亡。
First thing we notice is it's not about people.
那首先我们注意到的就是这不关系到说人。
Because the word of God says the things, not people.
那因为主的话也是说这些那不是指着人是东西。
Therefore, the things that are ready to die cannot refer to the death of people.
那因此这一些将要衰微将要死的那不是指着人。
This was written to the church in Sardis.
那这是写给撒迪教会的。
This is not about the things that are in the world, but the things that are in the church.
这不是关系到说在这世上的事物，而是关系到在教会里的。
We know that all the things out there in the world will be destroyed by fire one day.
而我们知道说在外头，在世界上的各样事情有一天都会被火来消化消灭。
So, what are the things inside a church that the Lord warned us that are ready to die?
那到底在教会里面，那主他这样的警戒，到底是什么东西在教会里面是会已经将要死亡了？
To answer the question, we have to ask another question.
那要来回答这样的一个问题，我们就要来问另外一道问题。
How does a church die?
那教会是怎么会死的？
There are a lot of churches out there in the world that we know part of the ecumenical movement.
我们知道说在外头有许多所谓的教会都是属于那合一运动的。
They are dead churches.
那些都是死了教会。
Do you agree or not?
你同意吗？
Because by understanding how a church dies, we'll be able to understand what are the things that we should strengthen so that they will not die.
那要来的能够来明白这些教会是怎么会死的，那这样我们就能够知道说要怎么样的来就是来持守什么好叫教会不至于死。
These things that Jesus says,the church must strengthen was still present in the church in Sardis.
那这些主耶稣所说的他们就是应当是仍然还是存留在撒迪这地方的教会。
They are getting weaker and weaker, and it will one day die.
他们是越来越衰落，越来越衰落，那有一天也可能就要死亡了。
If the peopleIn the church will not strengthen the things, plural, that remain.
那如果这教会里的这些人不来兼顾那剩余的那这些事物，那是复数的就多过一个。那么如果不兼顾这些的教会就会死了。
So how does the church die?
因此教会是怎么会死的呢？
What is the function and purpose of the church?
教会他的功用就是他被设立的目的是什么呢？
The church is a place of worship.
教会是敬拜场所。
It's a place where God's children can have fellowship.
是神儿女能够来团契的场所。
It's a place where they study God's word.
那是他们来研读神话语的场所。
These are the three very key spiritual exercises of the church.
那这三者都是在教会就是教会所执行非常关键的事。
And all these are possible only if the Holy Spirit work in the hearts of the people.
那这些唯一是有圣灵在他儿女的心中来动工，那他才能够来持续存在。
When the word of God is proclaimed, it is the Holy Spirit who will take God's word and bring conviction and conversion.
那当神的话语被宣讲的时候，那是圣灵在借着这话语来动工，让人来知罪、认罪、悔改。
When we have Christian fellowship, it is the Holy Spirit also who will help us provoke one another unto love and to good works.
那当我们有基督徒的团契的时候，那也是圣灵在我们内心里来动工，来激发我们，来就是彼此的来行那善功。
It's a church where people who are sinners come, where the gospel is proclaimed, and they find salvation.
那是罪人来到这地方，那当福音被传讲，他们领受到救恩。
It is also the work of the Holy Spirit.
那这也是圣灵的工作。
And so, when a church dies, it means the Holy Spirit will not do His work anymore.
因此当教会死亡的话，那也就是意味着说圣灵就是不继续在当中来动工。
Sinners will come, they cannot be saved.
罪人来到当中，他们不能够来得救。
Fellowship with Christians is just like a community center out there in the world.
那就是在信徒之间所谓的团契，那就好像是在世上的这些俱乐部一样。
There is no spiritual experiences when they fellowship.
那当他们一起的所谓的团契的时候，是没有那样的一个属灵的方面。
And the preaching of God's word will never bring conviction and conversion.
传讲神的话语的时候，都不能够来让人来知罪、来认罪悔改。
The Bible has one word to describe this scenario.
那圣经是用一个字眼来描写这样的一个状况。
It is the word Ichabod.
那就是这个字以加伯。
It means the glory of God has departed.
那意思就是说神的荣耀离开了。
And so based upon this understanding, which we can also see from these six verses of Revelation chapter 3, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that I'm the one who decides when the church is Ichabod.
那基于这样的一句话，也就是也正是这启示录第三章这六节经文所描述的，那是告诉我们说，那主耶稣告诉我们说，是他本身能来决定到底教会是会面临这以加伯还是不会。
And he has every right to do what he warns the church in Sardis, that if you do not strengthen the things that remain, that church will die.
因此他就是有这样的一个权柄来在警戒在撒迪的这些教会，那如果你不来就是兼顾这些事物，那这教会就会死亡。
We can come, we can sing, we can do everything that is like a church, but it will be without any spiritual blessing.
那我们能够来歌唱，我们来做许多就是类似的事情，但是这些都不会有任何属灵的意义。
That's what we see in many of these ecumenical churches.
那这就是我们所看见的，那在这许多 合一运动旗下的这些教会。
And if we do not take heed to the warning that Jesus gave to the church in Sardis, Calvary Pandan will also end up the same way, even if we are not a member of the ecumenical movement.
那如果我们不来注意这些，那我们知道说板南加利堂也就会像萨迪教会这些或者是这些合一运动的教会那样，那虽然我们不属于那样合一运动的一份子，但是我们也会样的败亡。
Notice how Jesus Christ introduced himself in verse 1 to warn the church, you better strengthen or else you die.
让我们注意主耶稣基督他是怎么样的来自我介绍，就在第一节，那他是要警惕他们，那必须的来坚固，要不然你们将要死亡。
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis, that would be the leaders of the church in Sardis, these things saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead.
那你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有气神，有神的气灵和气心的说，你要知道，我知道你的行为，按名字你是活的，其实是死的。
The seven spirits of God, if you recall and remember what we studied in the earlier chapters, is the Holy Spirit.
那在这里所说的气灵，那若你还记得我们之前在研读的时候曾经说到，那这七灵就只是圣灵。
God the Father sent the Son, the Son sent the Holy Spirit.
那父神差派他的儿子，他圣子就差派圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit will do what the Son of God will tell him to do.
那因此圣灵他会照着圣子所吩咐的来行。
The seven stars refer to the seven churches. That means every church.As long as you call yourself a Christian church, they are under my control.
那七星就代表所有的教会，那每一个教会，那就是圣灵是说他们是在我的统管底下。
And Jesus said to the church in Sardis, I know thy works.
那主耶稣对撒迪教会来说，他说我知道你们的行为。
You had a name that liveth.
你按名字是活的。
You started on a very strong fundamental beginning.
那你是开始的时候，那是持守着那样的一个基要的信仰的。
The church in Sardis was a very strong and conservative church when she started some time back.
那在撒迪的这教会，那当在开始在过去一段时间开始的时候，那他是非常保守的。
Many, many years later, the church started to decline.
那多年之后，教会就开始就是衰败了。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ says, and are dead.
那因此主就说其实是死的。
Something is not right.With the church in Sardis, even though the church had a very strong reputation that it was a very sound church.
那有一些事情实在是错误的。那在撒迪教会里面，那虽然撒迪教会开始的时候他是享有这样的一个名誉，说他是非常基要持守基要信仰的，但是有些事情不正确。
You know that outside of the BP movement, other churches see the BP churches as a very fundamental movement?
你知道吗？在这笃信圣经运动旗帜之底下之外的这些教会看笃信圣经长老会为非常基要持守基要信仰的教会。
And sometimes the present generation think,that because we have a very fundamental history, therefore we must still be very fundamental today.
那在就是今时的一些信徒，他们会有的时候会这样想，因着我们有这样的一个就是基要 持守基要信仰的开始，那因此我们今天也应当是属于这基要派的信仰。
Based upon the warning of the Lord Jesus Christ to the church in Sardis, you and I realize that that is not the case.
那基于主耶稣基督给予撒迪教会的这样的一个警戒，那你我都能够看得出来，那其实并不是这么回事。
We thank God for the founding fathers who gave us a conservative church.
我们为这创会的这些就是前辈们，那让我们能够有一个基要信仰的教会。
Every generation that comes after that must continue to earnestly contend for the faith.
那在那之后，就是的每一个世代。都应当来继续坚守那一次所交付的这样的一个信念。
If they do not, the church will die.
若他们不来争辩来持守，那教会就会死亡。
The church in Sardis was about to die.
那在撒迪教会就快要死亡了。
The glory of God was about to depart.
神的荣耀就快要离开了。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ came.To warn that church, wake up, or else you will die.
那因此主耶稣就来，那就来对那教会说，那你要醒起来，那要不然你就要灭亡了。
That's what we see in verse 2.
那就是第二节我们所看见的。
Be watchful.
你要警醒。
There are two Greek words for the word watchful.
那警醒在希腊文有两个不同的字眼。
To be watchful means to stay spiritually awake.
要来警醒就是在属灵上就是清醒。
The first word, you are already very spiritually awake. Stay spiritually awake.
第一个字眼就是你本来就是已经是在属灵上清醒，那就是继续的来保持清醒。
Don't sleep.
不要沉睡。
The second word.
第二个字。
They are sleeping. You wake the person up. Hello, wake up.
那他们正在就是沉睡中。那你就是把他唤醒来。哎，起来呀。
And once you wake up, don't go back to sleep.
当你醒过来的时候就不要再回去回到睡梦中。
The word that is used here in verse 2 is the second one.
那在第二节所用的这字眼是这后者。
The Christians in the church in Sardis were spiritually sleeping.
那在撒迪教会的这些基督徒，他们就是在属灵上沉睡了。
Something happened in the church that resulted in this decline.
那在教会里发生了一些事情，以至于他们就是在这属灵上后退了。
Some of their conservative and fundamental strengths still remain, but if they do not wake up, they will die.
他们的一些基要的这些信仰这些力量，那仍然存留。但是若他们不醒过来，他们就要死亡了。
So the Lord says, strengthen them.
那因此主说要来坚固。
The word strengthen here means to turn it.Into another direction.
那在这里所说的坚固，就是说要转换方向，转向另外一个方向。
It's like the object that is going downhill.
那就像某一个事物，就是像下坡来滑下。
It is going further and further down.
那也就是慢慢的就是降下来了。
The moment you let it touch bottom, it's over.
那一旦那他来到就是那谷底就完了。
To strengthen means now you better push it back all the way up.
那要来坚固，那就是说你就是要来把它推上去，推回上去。
Change the direction, that's what it means.
那改换方向，那这就是这里所要带出来的意义。
So now we come back to the first question. What are the things that are in the church?That can change direction, that is our responsibility, that will not die.
我们就回到第一道问题了。那到底在教会里有什么事物是会改 换方向的，那好叫他改换方向，以至于我们不会在属灵上来死亡。
It's God's word, isn't it?
那是神的话语，岂不是这样吗？
What about God's word?
到底关系神的话语的什么方面呢？
The preaching of God's word, that's number one.
那神话语的传讲，那是第一方面。
The moment when the leaders, remember this is to the leaders, the angel, the leaders of the church, if the word of God is not properly and accurately preached, what do you think will happen?
要注意，这是对这教会的领袖来说的。那么如果神的话没有准确的来被传讲，你想会有什么后果呢？
What is the right way to preach God's word?
要来正确的来传讲神的话语是怎么样才算是正确的？
Do you know how to evaluate whether a preaching is good or no good?
你知道说要怎么样来分辨到底一个传讲是好是坏呢？
Very simple.
很容易的。
A good preacher is a person who preached God's word to change my life.
一个好的传道者，那他是那传讲神的话语来改变我生命的。
Agree or not agree?
同意吗？同意或不同意
？Right or wrong?
是对还是错呢
？Wrong，
错了。
God's word is not supposed to change your life.
神的话语是不应当就是来改变你的生命。
Why is it wrong?
那为什么会是错的？
Because that is man-centered.
因为那是以人为中心。
Anything that is man-centered cannot be of the Bible.
那任何以人为中心的都不是出自于圣经。
The Bible is always God-centered.
那圣经是就是一向就是以神为中心。
That's why when you hear a preacher so very ready to tell you what to do, be very careful.
那因此若有传道者那是那样的时刻就在那里要来告诉你怎么来做事，那你要非常小心。
Husbands do this, wife do this, father do this, children do this and do that.
做丈夫的做这事，做妻子做这事，父亲做这事，孩子做这事，那做这事做那事。
So please do not think that God's word is all about you.
那千万不要以为说神的话是就是一直都是关系到你。
God's word is all about God.
那神的话是时刻都是关系到神。
Therefore, the good evaluation of a good preacher or teacher is that when the preacher and the teacher finishes preaching or teaching, I must know God's word better.
那因此那好的传道人好的教师，那就是说当他在传讲完毕之后，那当这个传道人这个教师在教导传导完毕之后，那我就对神的话语更认识了。
And that has to be accurately preached.
那是必须准确的来传讲。
And when you know God's word better, you know God better.
那当你对神的话语更认识，你就更认识神了。
I mean, you know God better, then your life is changed because God says so.
那当你对神更认识，那因此那你的生命被改变，那是因为神是这么说了。
If I tell you to do this and do that without explaining God's word, and then you do it, you are doing it because pastor says so.
若我告诉你来做这事做那事，那我没有向你来解释神的话语，那当你来做这些事情后，你是因为牧师我身为牧师这么说你就这么做。
Then I just make you into my image. You look like your pastor.
那我就是按照我的形象来造你了，那你就很像你的牧师了。
I just committed the sin of cultism.
那我 就是犯了这样一个罪，就是让人进入异端。
But if the preacher explains God's word to you first, then you know that this is what God's word says, and then you change your life according to God's word, then I help you to become like Christ.
那传道者他是来讲解神的话语，那他帮助你来更认识神的话语，那因着认识神的话语，你认识神，那你。
Because you change your life based upon what God says, not what the pastor says.
那因为你是基于神话语所说的来改变你的生命，而不是照着牧师所说的来改变。
And is the Bible not the word of Christ?
圣经岂不是基督的言语吗？
And then you become more and more like Christ. You think like Christ.
那以至于你就是越来越像基督，你的思维也像基督了。
And that was getting weaker and weaker in the church in Sardis.
那这样的事情在撒迪教会，那就是渐渐的变得越来越衰落了。
So when the leaders do not study God's word diligently and accurately, then when they preach and teach, it's going to be about himself and not about Christ anymore.
那当领袖们不就是殷勤的来研读神的话语，那因此当他们来传讲的时候，那就是越来越多的来传讲自己，已经不再是在传讲基督了。
And the church will soon die.
那这样的教会就是迟早。
Where the people who come to church are all made after the image of the pastor and not after the image of Christ.
那些来到这些教会的人，他们是被就是用牧者的形象来被造，而不是照着基督的形象来被造。
The Holy Spirit will never take anybody's word other than the word of Christ to bring conviction and conversion.
那圣灵是不会来。 就是使用任何人的话，那除了神的话以外，那圣灵是不会用任何人的话来使到人知罪、认罪、悔改。So
you think very carefully and ask yourself, if someone tells you to do this and do that, that person better show you from what the Bible says, then I do. If not what the Bible says, why should I do? You didn't die on the cross for my sins, did you?
那因此你必须非常谨慎小心，若有人来告诉你做这事做那事，那他必须就是来从圣经指出，那为什么这样子做，那你就不需要来照着来行，因为你没有为我的罪来死在十字架上，你有这么做吗？
That is the first thing, where the word of God is not preached accurately, and we don't strengthen it, it will die.
那这就是那第一件事情，那就是神的话语若没有正确的来被传讲，那如果我们不来兼顾，那他就会来死亡了。
The second thing that can be strengthened or else the church will die is that the preacher better live in holiness. You better obey God's word, the word of God that you proclaim. You better obey it yourself.
那第二个方面就是能够使到教会来死亡的事情，那也就是那传道者本身，那必须活在圣洁的当中，那你本身必须就是照着神的话语来行，要不然教会将会死亡。
We see this in the second half of verse 2.
那我们在第二节的第二个部分来看到，
For I have not found thy works perfect, complete before God.
因为我就是看见你的行为在神的面前没有一样是完全的。
Because hearing God's word accurately is step one. But when you and I do not obey the word of God that we say yes to, that is accurately proclaimed to us, then the word of God has not been completed in our lives.
那因为来正确的来聆听到神的话语，那只是第一步。那因为若我们所聆听到正确神的话语，但是我们所传讲的，我们说我们认同的，但是我们却 没有来活出来，那这就不正确了。
For example, you learn about the doctrine of patience.
那举个就是例子，你有没有学习到过关于就是忍耐的这样的一个教义
？And the preacher explained to you the doctrine of patience.
那传道人就来向你来解释关于忍耐的这样的一个教义。
He explains it very correctly and accurately.
他很准确的正确的来向你来解释。
And that is the preacher, right?
那是那传道的人。
And so I explain to you very correctly.
那因此我是很正确的来向你来解释。
So as I prepare, I say to the Lord, I agree.Patience is very good. I agree. I must be patient.
那因此，当我在预备的时候，那我就告诉神说：“呀，忍耐是非常重要，是很好的。那我必须忍耐。”
Then 1 month later, at home, I'm doing my work.
一个月后，我在家中在那里做我的事情。
My desk is this direction.My wife's desk is the other direction. She's just behind me.
那我的办公桌是面向这个方向。那我妻子她的办公桌是面向另外一个方向。
So I was concentrating doing my work.
因此我专注的来做我的事情。
Then at the back, my wife asked me about some theological question because she was also preparing.Her Sunday school.
那我的妻子就在背后在问我一些就是神学的问题。那因为她也在预备她要教主日学。
So she interrupted my thinking, right?
那她就就是打扰了我的思维。
And so I explained to her.
然后我就向她来解释。
She still didn't understand.
她仍然还是不明白。
Explain again.
再一次的来解释
understand.
他仍然还是不明白
Explain again.
再解释
1 month earlier Lord I agree patience very good
在一个月前我曾经向神说主啊忍耐是非常好的
After 3 explanation
经过三次的解释之后
My tone began to change.
那我的语调就改变了。
It gets louder and louder.
那就是越来越大声了。
哎呀 ，Don't disturb me 了。
哎呀，不要来干扰我。
Was I patient or not?
我有忍耐吗
？One month ago, Lord, I agree. Patience, very good part of the fruit of the Spirit.
在一个月前，我对主说，主啊，就是忍耐是非常好的，因为那是圣灵的果子的一个方面。
Getting right doctrine, step one.
那得到那正确的教育，那是第一步。
But now I have to perfect it before God. That means I have to now live it out in my life.
那我必须在神的面前来完全，也就是说，我必须在生命中活出来。
So when the leaders keep preaching and preaching God's word, and he does not.Obey the same word of God that he proclaimed. God says, if you do not stop and change direction, strengthen, you're going to die. I'm not going to bless your ministry anymore.
那因此当传道人就是正确的来传讲神的话语，但是他却不来遵守。那因此神的话语告诉我们说你必须就是来改换方向来转换来兼顾要不然你就是这教会就会死亡了。
Because when we allow sin to remain in our lives, or the church doesn't discipline, when they know someone has done something very wrong, why would the Lord continue to bless such a church that allows sin to remain?
那因为若我们就是知道有罪仍然让罪继续存留我们也不采取任何己利的行动那 那么让教这罪仍然留在教会里面的神怎么会来赐福给这样的一个教会呢？
Look at verse 3. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. That is the word of God, isn't it? If therefore thou shalt not watch, that is, same word, wake up and be spiritually awake, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt never know what hour I will come upon you.
那让我们来注意第三节，这里说，所以要回想你是怎么样领受，是怎么样听见的，那要遵守，要悔改，若不警醒，啊，这是同样的一个字眼，啊，要醒起来，那我必临到你那里如同贼一样，那我几时临到你也绝不能知道。
The warning to strengthen is from Christ.
那要来就是坚固、啊，这样的一个警戒是出自于基督。
It is his church. He has every right to warn us.
他是他的教会，他有这样的一个权柄来警戒我们。
And he revealed to us the things that we can strengthen or else the church will die.
而他就是让向我们来指出说这教会应当在哪些方面来坚固，要不然我们就要败亡了。
And it all has to do with our attitude and relationship with God's word.
那这完全是在于说我们跟神的话语的关系，我们是怎样的以什么态度来对待神的话语。
He can come at any time, and then at the moment the glory of God departs, that's Ichabod, it's over.
那他随时在任何时候都可以来，那如果神的荣耀离开了，那就一切都完了，那是以加伯。
That's why all of us who minister God's word better obey God's word.
那因此我们每一个传讲神话语的人，那我们必须就是来遵守神的话语。
So that all who hear God's word, the Lord Jesus Christ will send his Holy Spirit to bring conviction and conversion to all who hear God's word too.
那好叫当那些来听到神的话语被传讲的时候，那圣灵就是能够借着神的话语来指出人的罪，让人认罪，来也让人也来认罪，来悔改。
And the result of a church that strengthens itself, verse 4 to verse 6.
那这就是坚固愿意坚固的教会，那最后那结果就在第四到第六节，让我们来看见。
Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, that means they remain holy, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy, Jesus says.
那在第四节说，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，那也就是说就是活在圣洁中，那在这里他说他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
These individuals in the midst of the church in Sardis, they remain holy as they minister God's word. The Lord wants not just a few, but all in the church in Sardis to be holy.
那这些在撒迪教会里的这几位他们当他们在传讲神的话语的时候，他们保持圣洁。那神的心意不只是这几位，而是所有的都应当来保持圣洁。
And so he says in verse 5, He that overcometh, that means he that will repent, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, because all who are born again will want to repent, because the Holy Spirit dwells in them, convicting them to repent. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
那在第五节就说，凡得胜的，那也就是说那些愿意认罪悔改的，那就必这样的穿白衣。那我也主说，我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名。那因为凡是真心已经真心悔改的，那有圣灵内住的，那他是肯定会愿意来认罪悔改，那他是不会在救恩上来败落。那主就说，而且我要在父的面前和我众使者的面前认他的名。
So to all who teach God's word, include the teachers at the Sunday school, the preachers from the pulpit, and all parents, all Bible study leaders, please minister God's word from a heart of obedience, so that when you teach God's word accurately, God will take the word of God that you proclaim to bless the hearers.
那一次所有教导神话语的那些在儿童主日学传讲教导的那还有站在讲台上的传道人也包括所有的领袖在各个查经班带领就是查经的还有我们每一个父母长辈们我们都必须 正确的来传讲神的话语，也必须遵着所正确传讲的来行。那好叫神的灵能够借着我们所传讲的来帮助人来认罪、来悔改。那好叫这教会能够继续的来存留。
Do you not want to be a spiritual blessings to your children, parents?
父母们，难道你不愿意？ 来成为你儿女那属灵的祝福吗?
Do you not want to be a spiritual blessing to all who attend your Bible study?
你是在带领查经班的，难道不愿意所有参与的人都能够得到那属灵的福气吗?
Do you not want to be a spiritual blessing when you teach children, teachers?
教导儿童主日学的这些教导孩童的这些老师们，那难道你不愿意孩子们也能够来领受属灵的福分吗?
Do you not want to be a spiritual blessing when you go to work, children, students, when you go to school and give a tract or share the gospel?
那难道你到外头去工作，或者是孩子们去学校上学，难道你不愿意成为那属灵的祝福吗？那当你就去到那里，你把 单张来递给人，来与人来分享。
Do you not want God to use you as a holy instrument for the salvation of sinners? Do you not want God to make you a holy instrument to be a spiritual blessing to fellow believers?
让神来使用你成为那属灵的器皿，来把这属灵的福分带给那些还没有认识主的人的话，那你是不是也愿意神使用你为属灵的器皿，来帮助来把属灵的福分带给与你交接、与你团契的这些弟兄姐妹们呢？
Teach God's word accurately with a heart of obedience to the word of God that you just taught.
要来正确的来传讲 神的话语，那也带着一颗愿意遵守的心，照着你所传讲的来活。Keep
this strong, spiritually speaking, so that you will not die and let the church be Ichabod by God.
那要来就是保守，让他来在属灵上来说是刚强的，那好叫神的话语能够继续的来。 带来那属灵的果效，那好叫教会，那不至于成为以加伯。He
that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
凡有耳的，就应当听圣灵向众教会所说的话。Let
us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Our
gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。May
Thy Holy Spirit speak to every heart once again this morning.
愿主你的灵来向每一个人的心来说话。May
the Holy Spirit convict us and cause us, O Lord, to repent of the sin of hypocrisy where we minister God's word and not obey God's word ourselves.
愿主你的灵来指出我们罪，好叫我们 那不是在那样的一个假冒为善，以至于我们传讲神的话语而不遵行神的话语。Forgive
us, O Lord, when we have not ministered God's word accurately because we have not studied God's word diligently enough.
求主饶恕我们，若我们是因为没有殷勤的来研读你的话语，以至于没有准确 的来教导传讲你的话语，求主饶恕。
May thy Holy Spirit convict every heart, causing us to renew our love and our zeal and our fervency in the study of God's word and in the obedience to thy holy word.
让主你的灵来在我们内心里面来动工，让我们都真是被罪被指出来认罪悔改，好叫我们能够更认真，更就是以一个正确的态度来看待主你神圣的圣言。
May thou be merciful and gracious to preserve and protect Calvary Pandan BP Church from falling to the wayside.
求主来保守，让巴拿加利堂，那就是不至于后退败落。
So that the church will remain a place where sinners may come and find salvation, and thy children may come and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through Christian fellowship and through the study of God's word.
好叫巴拿加利堂仍然成为那样的一个场所，让罪人来到当中，能够来得到救，聆听到福音，得到救赎，让信徒来到当中，能够得到坚固，能够在信徒都能够来蒙受属灵的益处。
May thou hear our cry, O God, for Jesus' sake, in Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
求主来聆听我们这样的来祈求，我们是奉靠耶稣基督的圣名来感恩，来如此祷告。
Amen.
Amen.